It has been an unsettled Friday across eastern New York and western New England. Of course, it is the first full day of spring, and many of us have had some spring showers come through. There's still the chance for another shower in the coming hours, and a few spots there could even be a thunderstorm, and there's the chance that a couple of these thunderstorms have gusty winds, so be mindful of that. And then things will settle down nicely in time for the weekend. It looks like the weather will be dry tomorrow and again on Sunday. It is going to be a bit chilly, though. Maybe not really a fitting feel for the beginning of springtime over the weekend, as temperatures should be below average both days. And then on Monday, a storm is going to come by, and that is likely to bring some snow. It doesn't look like this is going to be a giant snowstorm for the Northeast, but there is the potential that there will be enough snow that you may have to shovel off the sidewalk, so don't put the winter weather gear away just yet. For today, the late day hours into this evening, it is more of a spring-like feel and a spring-like forecast, with again that chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm. Also be aware that the wind will be quite gusty right into this evening, and there's even the chance that the winds will be gusty enough to bring down a couple of limbs or power lines. It looks like the strongest winds will be up across the North Country and also through the Adirondacks. And then as we go through the second half of the night, any of these showers and storms will exit. There may be a few snow showers in the mountains later at night, and you're going to notice the chill as temperatures drop back into the 20s to around 30 degrees. And with a gusty breeze, it'll feel colder than that. So it's definitely going to feel like winter time as you step outside early tomorrow. And as we go through the day, we'll see plenty of sunshine, a gusty breeze, with highs largely in the 30s to low 40s, though the wind will make it feel colder than that. And Sunday is looking chilly as well, with bright sunshine, and that sun does feel great this time of year, so despite the chilly temperatures on Sunday, the sun will at least help to offset that chill just a bit. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, an early shower or thunderstorm, then some mountain snow showers later at night, breezy and colder, with lows in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, with highs in the 30s to around 40, some 20s in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, an early shower or thunderstorm, then some mountain snow showers later at night, breezy and colder, with lows in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, with highs in the 30s to around 40, some 20s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, an early shower or thunderstorm, breezy and colder, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, an early shower or thunderstorm, breezy and colder, a low around 30, and for tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, breezy and cool, highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the 30s to near 40, and on Monday, snow developing, changing to a wintry mix, with highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.